6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID, or visit your local DMV, and then you'll be cleared for takeoff.
Have you ever been on a tour of a place with an interesting history? They're a great way to learn about the past, to immerse ourselves in the experiences of others, and to meet ghosts. The ghosts are likely watching and waiting to see who comes through those doors, and to let themselves be known. The Station, Manly, New South Wales, Australia, circa 2005. Fred had heard about a popular tourist destination in Sydney. It was an old quarantine station that was opened in the 1800s. Originally, its main goal was to reduce the risk of diseases from newly arrived people into the country. Now it's no longer operating, but it's still a historical tourist attraction. However, the quarantine station has a negative reputation due to the conditions its residents were kept under and the value of the services they received. This mix gave rise to why we are here, the ghost stories. There are numerous accounts of ghosts and incidents involving them at this location. But it's not necessarily what drew Fred and his wife to the location. They were part of a guided day tour. They weren't there to look for ghosts. Now, the tour guide was walking them around the facility and explaining what each of the buildings were previously used for. As they went along, they told some stories about things that had happened in the past. The host was talking to the tour participants about two of the buildings that mysteriously burnt down some time ago, and it wasn't exactly clear as to why that had happened. Authorities suspected arson. But as the tour guide was explaining that, Fred's attention was drawn away from the tour. He looked across the compound to a neighbouring building and thought that he could see something in the window. He focused his eyes and soon realised that it was the black silhouette of a person standing in the window. Now, Fred had a military background and was a no-nonsense kind of guy. His first thought was that it looked like the kind of silhouette one would see at a shooting range. As the tour guide's voice faded further and further into the background, Fred watched this figure in the window closely. He noted that it didn't move, and there were no shifting light sources around it, so he ended up concluding that perhaps it was some kind of prop, maybe a mannequin to play to the historical side of the tour. So they moved on as a group to the next area, and as they're talking outside of the building, the tour guide continued to talk about the history of the place. Fred looked around, observant as ever. He noticed the picturesque surroundings, the old buildings, and the little girl standing by herself near the entrance to the building opposite them. "Wait, what?" Fred stared in shock. Just off to the side and at the entrance to the building, just up ahead, he could see a young girl. She was probably about 7 years old or so, and she was watching the group from a distance. She was definitely not part of the group, and he noticed that she had a white shirt, black pants, and that her hair was in pigtails. She just stood eerily silent and eerily still as she looked at the tour and at Fred without a single movement. Fred could not believe his eyes, as he could see the girl standing there clear as day. Oddly, no one else on the tour seemed to see or notice her as she stood there. Fred turned to his wife, who was standing next to him, and said to her, "I don't think we're alone." His wife took a big gulp and slowly turned her face toward Fred. She was pale and shaking and muttered under her breath to Fred, "What, you can see her too?" Together, they looked back at the little girl and took a step away from the tour and towards her. And suddenly, she disappeared. Fred and his wife looked at each other in shock. They walked back over to the group. They found that the tour guide had now reached a point that they were starting to talk about the supposed ghosts of the place. Fred interrupted the guide and said, "Let me guess. She's a young girl with pigtails and a white shirt?" The tour guide, totally unfazed, said back to Fred, "Oh, you've seen her," and continued on with his talk. Fred and his wife were absolutely shocked. And, for what it's worth, the tour did go into the building where Fred had seen the black silhouette earlier. There were no mannequins, no targets, nothing in that building that would explain the shape he saw. These are all real stories that happen to real people, just like you. These people have shared their experiences with me, and now I'm retelling them to you. If you'd like to share your experiences, please get into contact with me by email or through our website. Long Lost Soldiers, Belgium, circa 2000. Andrew was on a tour of Europe, and having a military background, he was interested in the historical sites that had military history attached to them. He toured several of the important locations in Europe and enjoyed learning the history and all about the battles that took place there. At this particular location in Belgium, they were taken on a tour, and he saw some of the sites. He and the other people in the tour did the usual touristy things, like take photos and comment on the surroundings. The tour took them into a recreated trench from the World Wars. The trench itself is just a recreation specifically for tourists, and is done to give people the idea of what life was like in the trenches during the war. It was complete with imitation canned food items, clothes, replica firearms, makeshift bedding, and so on. As the group moved through, they marvelled and sometimes cringed at the conditions that the soldiers faced, the tight spaces, and the general conditions in the trench. They took photos as they went, and Andrew took a few photos towards one end of the recreated trench. He looked back at his digital camera and he noticed a small smudge on the photo. Thinking there had been some kind of malfunction, he was about to delete the photo, but then he looks closer. The photo showed one of the tour participants sitting down in the recreated trench. And there in the photo is a misty figure of another person hovering next to him and just above them in the photo. Andrew was shocked. Being a bit creeped out by the photo and unable to explain it away as a simple exposure error, when he returned to his hotel, he decided to speak to a friend named Gary about it, who was back in Australia. Gary admitted that it seemed a little bit weird, but he also admitted that he had no idea what it could be. Also, being from a military background, Gary was hesitant to make any admissions that it could be a ghost, and so he suggested that maybe Andrew could send the picture to two psychics back in Australia. Gary provided Andrew with two email addresses for the psychics, and suggested he send them to them. Andrew sent two separate emails, one to each psychic, asking their thoughts on the photo. He woke up the next morning to take part in the second half of the tour. That next part of the tour would cover the adjoining military cemetery nearby the recreated trench. Andrew thought he would quickly check his email, and he realized that he had received emails back from both of the psychics separately. Even though the two psychics were not aware of the other having received the same photo, Andrew received an identical response from both. They both said that the misty figure was a long-lost German soldier from the war who never found his way home. Andrew was shocked, but it made no sense. This location had been primarily an Allied field, and even the adjoining cemetery, which they were about to explore, was the final resting place of so many Allied soldiers. Except, when Andrew took the cemetery tour that day after receiving those emails, he found that among the many Allied soldiers' graves, there were also three graves of unknown German soldiers buried among them. Whoever they were, I hope all of these souls have now found peace. If you'd like to submit your own chilling true tale, so that your story might be featured in one of these episodes, contact me through our website at www.chillingtruetales.com or on email on seekersosparanormal@gmail.com. Email details are in the description. Thanks again for joining me. Until next time.